I'm with Stone. I'm not watching ball play.
You not watching anything?
Oh, you're just involved. Mad that they called that one and didn't call that other one. It's fine.
The other one was a bigger deal. Sorry for people listening that just had their ears blown out.
The other one wasn't in the Super Bowl.
It was in the NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl.
We don't want to hear it.
And?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
You're just a sore loser.
Oh, my God.
That was a good game, though.
Up until the refs ruined it.
35-35, and then a little field goal at the end.
That he gets this commercial would have meant a lot more to me if there was just people screaming at the refs. I'd have been like, I struggle with this, and Jesus loves them too. I just don't like them because they just got to ruin everything with their flags and their flags and their flags. Except this game, they're not going to throw them until it really matters.
There you go.
I don't have any opinions on this subject.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow, that's going out.
He's got it off his chest.
Somebody bet much money on
I was up money. Want to know why? Mm-hmm. You want to know the one thing I bet on?
A defensive touchdown?
Nope. Even weirder.
I don't know.
A kick to hit off the goalpost.
you want money off of that?
It hit that thing, and I said, cha-ching. I won $100, baby.
Off of hitting the field goal, and it hit the pole and bounced out.
That's what I've learned about gambling. I don't care who wins the game, so why not bet on ridiculous
money?
I had no care who won the game. I just wanted to be officiated right.
No, I was just rooting for football.
But we didn't get to watch that because they threw flags on stuff, and then we're just going to kneel the clock
out. He said he wasn't throwing nobody.
Oh, I don't really.
He big man.
He wasn't even big talking.
I don't care who won the game. I'm tired of the.
How poorly the game between Kansas City and Cincinnati was officiated. I'm talking about the week before. If the Chiefs weren't going to win the Super Bowl, then Cincinnati would have been there. That's the script that was written.
Script.
No, I wouldn't.
That'd get all these rednecks that listen to us fired up.
I was forced.
Well, that was the only
Bengals
game I watched. I didn't know about the one.
The AFC Championship.
Godwin, what'd you think of the halftime show?
I made some good coffee during that.
Did you?
He made some good coffee. Hey, here's the deal. You didn't miss nothing.
That hangs out at the Honey Hole every morning for like 4 hours, he said, I didn't think too much of that halftime show with old Rohan or whatever their name was.
No.
I actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
She started out with just a little bit of red on. By the time she finished, might as well just rolled up in a big red, one of them things they cover a football field with.
Si, do you recognize that woman was pregnant?
Huh?
I had said.
You can't ask that, though.
No, why not?
I didn't ask. I just waited for the media to confirm following.
I told everybody, I said, hey, is Beyonce pregnant again? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, look,
her name's Rihanna, but that's cool.
Look.
I thought it was Rohan.
Rohan, whatever. Hey, anyway, the woman I did notice, I asked a question. I said, hey, she looks like, look at her belly. I think she's with child.
You never say that, though, out loud.
Why not? Why not?
What if she wasn't?
No, what you don't say is you say, hey, girl, you're putting on a lot of weight. That's what you don't say.
What was your favorite commercial?
You're liable to get your jaw slapped. She's pregnant, eight months.
Were you your favorite commercial during the Super Bowl? You were in pregame game. Were you your favorite commercial during the Super Bowl?
I wasn't even paying attention until Al said, hey, you made it to the Super Bowl, son. And I said, what?
Yeah.
Then they looked and showed me, Jason, Jep.
I appreciate you not doing anything for us here in the Duck Club.
And I think,
they didn't even give us a shout out, huh?
They didn't even have the words with it, or you'd have heard, hey, we fixed to get stinking filthy rich, boy.
No, that's exactly what I heard.
Oh, you
and
heard
all
it?
All the time.
Well, I didn't hear it.
That you say that's not your show. You're the only one that talks for it. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. It's your show.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I mean, it is.
I appreciate it.
I'm just letting you know. I appreciate your humility of all never wanting to take the credit. But you were the Robertson that talked during the halftime show of the Super Bowl. It's your show.
Hey, that's crazy. What you think about it?
You were on a Super Bowl.
I hate to say it.
How much do you get paid for that?
No, nothing. Hey, that's the bad part.
Well, what happened to them? So you lied.
No. Well, so far, you said
you was going to get filthy rich. Look,
between this podcast and everything else, everything I say is starting to be out of a lie. According to all the fact checkers we're bringing in.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, I have to say this.
We'll say it.
That's why I tell people all the time. I said, wait a minute, you need to look at me. You need to look at this crazy old man. I'm living proof that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are alive and well and doing the most amazing things with the most unlikely people. Yours truly.
Put it on the board.
I concur.
Super Bowl commercial.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, this idiot was on the Super Bowl commercial.
You know, I saw you twice during the coverage.
I was on a Super Bowl commercial once.
Were you?
Really? Was you dancing?
Nope.
Oh, I'm just
there was checking. A picture of me and my wife and my two boys for maybe a grand total of a tenth of a second on a, if you slow it down, you see it, on a, like,
Ritz,
I think it was a Ritz Cracker commercial.
Ritz Cracker commercial.
We got paid $100.
Hey.
You got
Ritz Cracker?
Well, yeah. That was a tenth of a second, and you had a line.
Well, hey.
Yeah. You should have at least got two of them.
Well, you got to have sponsors like Ritz Crackers, like me.
Yeah, you know what
I guess
goes,
my wife.
You know what's really good? Dip a Ritz Cracker in some W sauce.
Hey.
You know how I know that? Because everything I've dipped in W sauce so far has been fine.
That's right.
I bet they had a big Super Bowl over at the W sauce headquarters.
Oh, I bet you could cover a marshmallow with W sauce and it'd be good.
But why would you?
Well, not only that, because I was thinking about sticking it in a bottle of sauce and then...
A marshmallow?
Yeah, and then catching it on fire and blowing out.
You remember what he said in Jurassic Park?
No,
just because
watch,
you can.
I don't watch Jurassic Park.
We spent so long wondering if we could. We never thought if we should.
Yeah, there you go.
Marshmallows and W sauce.
Hey, okay, I will say this for Super Bowl. I did make, in honor of the now losers of the Super Bowl, I made
the referees?
They won.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You cooked some eagles?
I cooked ducks in the W sauce, but I did it in a Philly cheese duck sandwich.
Oh,
that's what I made. I chopped up duck
breast. Why would you fix that? I put the whammy on eagles because someone at Al's house had brought some brownies, and they had the eagle brownies and the cheese brownies, and I ate the eagle brownies. So that put the whammy on them. That's why they didn't win.
So. Why did you do that? Do you know what happened to millions of people?
Well, look, I did it unintentionally. I didn't know that she had Eagles and Kansas City, or I'd have ate a Kansas City.
You just grabbed the closest one, too.
I just grabbed a brownie.
Yeah.
And she said, I can't believe you just grabbed and ate an Eagles brownie.
Yeah, I did.
And I said, well, hey, I said, I put the whammy on them, boys.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
J.D., now you know why.
Hey, now you know the reason why, J.D. I whammied them with a brownie with the little, what?
I didn't know this was possible.
Bald eagle.
But it was crunchy, whatever she made it out of.
Crunchy brownies?
It was some kind of sprinkly stuff that she made the eagle out of.
I'm against all things crunchy brownie.
Well, hey, look, it was crunchy.
I can change your mind on that. Super Bowl party I went to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy Jeffrey. He basically took every type of cookie you can come up with at the grocery
and
store.
And mixed them.
Slammed those things, like, just crushed them. Then mixed that in brownie batter and cookie dough.
That sounds
good.
Put
it in a cast iron skillet and said, let's see what happens.
Cookie dough.
And it was good.
Why did you cook cookie dough?
I think so.
It's
better to eat the cookie dough just with
it. It's okay. A preacher did it.
Well, you used to.
Yeah, he's a preacher. Uh-huh. And boy, oh boy, has he's come up with something there of just the mashup of all the things.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about preaching.
Oh, he's pretty good at that, too.
He was our neighbor for a little bit.
He was. Oh, Jeffrey.
Then he got weeded out.
If you ever need somebody to make you just a weird cookie.
Cookie dough.
He's way too skinny to be coming up with them kind of
things. And don't put it in the oven. Bring the bowl and spoons.
You know how people like preaching stuff? They fast? My boy did a liquid fast for 3 weeks. So that's one way you can be pretty skinny.
Where he didn't drink nothing or that's all he drank?
He only drank. He never ate.
He only drank. Okay.
That's how you get skinny.
He was on a diet of water.
Which is why for the Super Bowl, you can put every cookie in one pan.
Buddy, you better take him your bidet over there today, son.
Oh, Super Bowls.
Because
I like two of them.
Well, it only comes, here's the good thing, it only comes once a year.
Yeah, what are we going to do now on Sunday afternoons?
I don't know.
Go fishing.
Hey, Daytona 500, boys.
Oh, Daytona 500. That's what you do, JD.
Do the refs get involved in the Daytona 500 and they ruin it right
they
at the
will.
End?
They will.
They will.
Okay, I'm out on that too then.
Yep.
Golf.
I'm into golf now. No referees, I guess.
Well, they got the rules officials that stand out there. But for the most part, you got to call it on yourself.
I'm watching golf and foot racing. That's it.
What about soccer? Have they ever had any big referee scandal? Really?
Yeah, it's hard to explain because I'd have to explain offsides to you, and that would take me a minute.
So what I'm hearing is you have a general problem with authority.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go with that.
That's it. Okay.
I went
down with the government and referees.
She's about four.
Do what?
Four. I went and watched her play soccer.
Who?
If you ever in a bad mood, go watch kids play soccer.
See?
Why, to get rid of the bad mood?
They never blow the whistle unless it goes in the other court.
Court.
Pitch, field, whatever.
Yeah, you talking about some of them's pretty good.
What, the games or the kids? Or
the kids. That young.
I'd love to listen to Goblin commentate a soccer match. That would make, yeah.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
I could give them some pointers. It's like that basketball game I played in that time.
That was
running.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
Goblin got passed the ball, took off running with it like he was a fullback.
Heck yeah.
Didn't dribble? Nah.
No. I did one time.
He's a bull rider, son.
Why yeah. waste the time to dribble?
That's because I jumped so far.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's jump into this next break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. I still got scar tissue. Because sometime around last Valentine's Day, two twins became in the mix.
Uh-oh.
If you step back the calendar, but you know, here we are. The boys enjoyed the Super Bowl. They had good,
didn't they?
Yeah.
What time were they in bed?
9.
My kids were in bed about the third quarter.
Yeah.
I think they didn't go off till about 9:10.
Yeah.
I will say this.
I paused the last 3 minutes of the game. That's the first time I've ever paused a sporting event.
You ready for the best part of Super Bowl Sunday?
What?
Carter caught his first fish all by himself.
Okay. Really?
What kind?
It was hysterical.
What kind was it?
A bass.
How big?
On a crappie jig.
How big?
Well, he was
very small.
Well, he had a 50-50 chance.
That's it, boys. Hey.
So the man is on the board with his first fish.
Oh, I look over, I'm fishing, and he's doing whatever it is he does. And I'm just like, maybe one day. And all of a sudden, I hear, I got one. I'm like,
you do.
And
he's
got backwards, and he's trying to pull it over to get it because he's up on that bridge at Willie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to laugh, and I said, he really does have one. And then we finally got it out of the water, and you would have thought he won the Super Bowl because he's been trying for a minute. to no success. And he doesn't want me to catch it and him reel it in. He had to do it all on his own. And he pulled it off.
There you go.
There you go.
That's where it starts.
First fish is important.
It's a good thing. You getting it mounted?
You know where a tackle shop is.
It's back there in the... It's already back in the... We're going to catch it again tomorrow, so...
Hey, he's going to catch it again tomorrow.
But it was funny. He was fired up.
I imagine.
Hey, you got one man quitting or starting fishing, another man quitting fishing. Ain't that something?
Who's quit?
You ain't seen today?
Oh, no. You don't know? Kevin if you Van own a bait shop and you don't know?
Kevin I've been Van very Dam busy this morning.
Our man KVD said this will be the
last
last tournament, huh?
So last year, 23.
All that KVD stuff you got in that store, you put it to the side for right now. In a couple years, that'd be collector's item.
Yeah.
This is the last one he ever made.
Yeah. We got some stuff. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he
announced calling it a career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wild.
He's pretty good.
He's decent at it.
He said, "I'm done."
Yeah, he does it.
I used to have a cardboard cutout of Kevin Van Dam that he autographed.
I looked.
I don't know what happened to it.
I saw all the people like, "I can't believe you're done." Blah blah. I'm like, y'all do realize this man is worth way more if he's not fishing tournaments, right? Like where he can go around and just kind of be there.
Mm-hmm.
He about to really get paid. Instead of grinding, fishing against Jacob Wheeler and the rest of them boys hoping to make a $10,000 check, he can now go get paid.
And he's been around a minute, old Kevin Van Dam.
33 years.
Yeah.
Professional fishing, 33 years.
That's a long time to be.
That's a long time. He's a twin dad, too. So
driving a boat across
the
country.
I think the biggest one that I watched him fishing the best was in Lake Pontchartrain?
Yeah. He whacked him.
Well, scalded him.
Yeah, when Square Bill Crankbait was really starting to do his thing.
Every time he was upgrading, it was like a 6-pounder for a 2.
Yeah, he lapped the field down there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Ladder.
Oh, man.
It was every time he set the hook to me. Oh, we got a big one.
Yeah, he smoked him.
He did.
Kind of cool. I mean, it's a kind of a sad day for fishing, but, you know, he's a good dude. I like Kevin. I spent a lot of time with him, so. Good for him.
What bait would you say he used more than anything else?
Crankbait.
Yeah.
The man is a wizard with a crankbait.
That and spinnerbaits. He used a lot of spinnerbaits a lot of time.
Yeah. But,
to find them.
But crankbait.
Yeah.
Jerkbait.
Yeah. Jerkbait, he's a wizard with a jerkbait too. But I bet he made more money on a crankbait than probably
so.
Just on anything else.
That deep dive one on Toledo Bean.
I've done all right on Kevin Van Dam crankbaits.
Yeah.
I don't even fish them.
See, but now you need to just go put them in your storage unit.
They ain't going to keep making them things. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, no, his licensing deal ain't going nowhere.
I fished in Mississippi with Eli's first name, I think. Can't remember his other name. And he.
Manning?
Not football.
Oh.
This guy's a bass fisherman.
Paul.
But we use that, what I call an umbrella bait. It's about 6 baits.
The
in
young
one.
Umbrella.
The A rig.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
they
my
can't
buddy,
fish A rigs.
My buddy was in the boat with us. He come in, had 4, weighed 4 each. So he had.
He caught a 16 pounder.
He caught a 16 pound, 1 cast. 4 of them.
That'll get you in the cut.
Oh, no. We had a day that day.
Top 3 today.
It was on a private lake that's full of big ones.
You got a pin to it? I'm itching to go fishing. You got a pin you can drop on it?
Willie's Pond has a bunch of small
pins. Si, how Valentine's Day treat you?
It was good.
Was it?
I got my wife got them, rather. The yellow roses.
Yeah.
And then Philip come in and
they
got
come
the red
from
roses.
Texas.
Mm. For Amber. Yeah.
For who?
For Amber, his daughter.
I thought her name was
for her
Alicia.
Birthday.
I was worried for a second.
What?
Woo.
You thought her name was what?
Alicia.
No, his wife is Alicia. His daughter is Amber.
I know. I forgot that his daughter's name was Amber for a minute. I was like, wow, so as much time as you spend with him, you're going to blow that one, huh?
You got the name wrong.
But you got the A right, but that's about where it stopped.
What'd you get your woman for Valentine's Day?
Soap.
Soap.
Yeah.
Soap, homemade.
You ain't ever been to that fancy soap store out by the mall?
Nope. It wasn't
she
homemade.
Soap.
Oh, that's all she wants ever.
Oh, I'm about to say,
what'd you get, Brittany?
Concert tickets.
Concert.
To who?
Yep. She's going to see the Revivalist in New Orleans.
Oh, the
you know it's way cheaper than that? Soap.
Soap.
Yeah, but she earned it.
She earned it.
I'm making her leave the kids at home.
A pair of socks.
My goal for Valentine's Day was to force her
To go somewhere
to get out
and enjoy
of the
yourself.
House. Yep. To go be Britney pre-mom for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So her and a friend are going to New Orleans, and Dad's going to keep the kids.
See, Allison likes whenever I take the kids out of her house and it's just quiet.
Well, Brittany's tired of being in the house right now. Right. So this is a get out of here moment.
Get out of the
house. The day will come where she wants to be in a quiet house in a bed.
And then you
we ain't there yet. And then me and them's going fishing.
No, you take them to Waffle House first.
Right. No, you're going to the lake.
I ain't got enough dude wipes in the boat for that.
Yeah, he's going to the lake. So.
My kids love going to Waffle House.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Allison doesn't. I'm like, take it easy.
We'll hit Waffle House on the way back home.
That's it.
Decent idea.
Yeah, because everybody knows fish bite better in the afternoon. Or at least that's what I tell myself, because I don't like getting up before daylight to go fishing. I'd rather fish till dark than wake up at daylight and go fishing.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, for sure. I'm more of an afternoon type guy. Kind of same way I deer hunt.
Yeah.
They only move in the evening.
What you and Miss Paula do?
Uh-oh.
Crawfish. Tiger to eat crawfish.
Oh, I thought that was, I didn't know, but I got.
I thought we was down at the creek catching crawfish.
I just,
I got her a ground blind for a present.
Man has figured it out, y'all.
I'm telling you, he's where every redneck male aspires to get to on the gift
card. That's right.
Give her a box.
What'd you get for your wife?
I don't think
for her birthday she's gonna get a weed eater. Probably.
That's right.
I don't think they aspire. I don't think that they know that it's possible.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
But Godwin's pulled it off.
Oh, you get her a pack of broadheads or a box of 6.5.
How's that? 6.5 Creedmoor, baby.
Or any kind of lawn equipment.
What? Yeah.
Paula Godwin, she wild, man. She wild, man.
Hey, that's why he loves her
so much.
She
told me one time, if you'll buy me a lawnmower, I'll mow the yard. I come rolling up there one of them green tractors.
That's right. Somebody had John Deere time, baby.
See? I mean,
I ain't mowed the yard in 30 years.
Yeah.
There you go.
It don't get no better, does it?
It just gets better and better.
Ain't no way.
You're
at the pinnacle. You are at the top.
Pretty much.
Now, you may keep raising the bar.
He's like an old Dale dog. He may not look much,
but he's
a lot smarter than you give him credit for.
Yeah.
Because him and his woman.
Get her some camouflage
bridges. They got a good life.
Some of them new real tree bridges.
Mm-hmm. Zip-offs. She like them zip-offs like you?
Uh-uh.
No.
She ain't figured that out yet.
I ain't ever been a man who's been so concerned with being able to go from britches to shorts that fast than John Godwin. He's the only man I know that
I remember when
that is a legitimate thought.
I hate winter. The only reason I hate winter is because you got to wear long-legged britches.
But you don't.
Well,
you can change just with
With a zip.
He's a quick change artist.
I really thought those were going
to
die
out
quicker than they did.
Come inside, they gone.
There you go.
And people think you've changed clothes, so they think you're always wearing clean clothes.
See, I always thought Godwin got aggravated that his britches drug the ground because, you know, in the leg department, he lacking. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, they do that, too. That's why don't they make – remember they used to make them britches like fatigues that had the tie on the cuffs at the bottom? Why don't they do that now?
Because just like them zippers, people got tired of them things.
No, the people that like them don't get tired of them, ever.
Hunters don't.
Only the people that don't like
them. Yeah, hunters don't get tired of them.
I can't tell you how many times.
Because there ain't nothing worse. You put on another extra layer of pants, and the first thing you do is pull it up to over your knees, the first one you got on.
There you go. See there?
Yeah. How many times?
If you just got the little
strip. And he's 6 foot tall.
Oh, no. Yeah, and if you got the one that's got like a band on it where you just put them in there. It's a band under your foot.
Yeah, that's aggravating.
Yeah, no, it ain't aggravating. It keeps it from going up your
knee.
That's
the best thing ever.
If it was a flat thing, it'd be all right.
But. Well, hey, it don't need to be flat for you. Your feet are flat.
Well, I know. I feel like I'm stepping on a stick all the time.
That's why you're hopping all the time.
That's like yesterday. We went in the woods. I was gonna get a deer stand out of the woods, but no. Water's up there.
That's right. Water's too deep.
A little deep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got my feeder out, and it had a little bit of corn. I had it on my shoulder, and I said, we'll just leave this here. So I was going to pour it out, but it was pouring down my And we was just riding side by side through there, and I felt something down there in my boot. I said, something's crawling on me, or there's corn falling down in my foot.
Which one was it?
Corn.
It was corn.
That's way better.
Yeah, because I didn't know what that was, and it was too big a feeling to be something small.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Now, this here may hurt me if it bites me.
This thing's fixing I'm fixing to get a sting.
This is too big of a feeling.
And mind you, it was merely a kernel of corn.
It was about three or four. Oh.
They were all together.
All in a line. Oh, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. You want to talk about brutal? I tell you, brutal. This morning, I pull up here.
We're going brutal. Brutal episode.
Yeah. Look, I pulled up to.
And there wasn't no coffee made?
No, I don't even. You know, I ain't worried about that.
He ain't worried about that.
Last Friday, let me give you a little backstory. Last Friday, the girls in the store have been telling me our mallard drake looking pretty rough. You know, we got the duck pond. Y'all seen episode one of Duck Dynasty. We got a duck pond out there. Mallard drake, I'm not going to say what's been happening to him, but there were two of them white Peking ducks, pecking ducks, whatever you want to call them. And there was only one mallard left. Well, big male pecking, little male mallard, do the math. Poor mallard drake had been in a rough spot. Let's just say that. So I got Jordan and Ange.
Jordan and Ange got basically a farm at their house.
Well, so Ange is taking care of the mallard drake, first of all. But they own all these Facebook groups for like swapping fowl because they got turkeys and chickens and
I'm telling you they got like a whole farm.
They got a farm.
And so they found somebody looking for some white ducks. Well, we had two white ducks, so we swapped two white ducks.
Get them out of here
for four mallards.
That's a great deal.
Great deal. But these mallards are young.
I pull up
this morning.
Uh-oh.
To check on our duck.
Oh, boy.
Because one of them was struggling the other day to get out of the water. He just couldn't figure out the steps. Like, the rest of them, no problem. In, out. But the one, then he was the male, supposedly. I don't know how you tell at this age, but he couldn't figure it out. But I pull up here this morning, and I noticed feathers.
Oh, boy.
Feathers.
He gone.
And then I heard a screech that I was very familiar with that screech.
Cat?
No. Red tail.
Fox.
Oh, hawk. Hawk.
And I look around the corner.
They found the pen and said, oh, look what I've got.
Mr. Hawk lay on poor little young mallard. The circle of life had been fulfilled. For the mallard drake. So anybody out here wants to trap a red-tailed hawk. Now, the other ones were slicker than him. Now, look. This was, if you want to call it Darwinism at its finest, survival of the fittest. The little young weak one got picked off.
Circle of life.
It's unfortunate.
Ain't a big surprise.
Yeah. So we'll get some more mallards. We'll replace him. Because I think right now, best I can tell, the other three we got are hens. Now, when she rehabs the mallard drake we had, he's coming back looking pretty good.
Yeah.
He feeling all right.
So we got duck fights in the parking lot?
It wasn't a fight. It seemed to be pretty one-sided from what I could tell. Yeah. It looks like you went out there and got one of size old pillars now. But
feathers, a lot of feathers.
A lot of feathers everywhere. And them other three ducks had that 1,000-mile stare in their eye like, you know, they just watched what happened. So.
Well, I think, Willie bought, what, $12 and had on the fishing pond?
Yeah, they left one at a time till there was two of them left.
Yeah, and the hawks got 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks got a tough life.
They do. They got a pretty rough life. But, yeah, so that's why. Brutal. That was a bad way to start a Monday morning, man. Pull up here, and you're like, sorry, little buddy. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You gone.
Now, generally, you know, the first thought is to snuff the hawk out. But he's just doing his job, too. So it's hard to get mad at him.
We ain't making
a living off the ducks. Right. So if we was making a living off of them, you'd get a
be a different story.
May make you think about doing some things, but I was just like, man, that's a bad deal. I hope you don't figure out how to get under that net to them other three, because this is not going to be good. I noticed, though, them two white ones lived out there forever. He didn't take them on.
They were
them white ones mean. That Drake white one.
Oh, no.
He straight up mean.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to snuff him out over what he did to that poor Mallard Drake. I was like, now, come on now. Our one Mallard Drake is left.
You could have eaten him if you'd have snuffed him out.
Well, I mean, he's a Mallard Drake. Right. He's my foe. He pays my bills.
You know what? The lady that lives two doors down from me is the duck lady.
She got any mallard?
Uh-huh.
Smart ones?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
She raises up like 20 ducks a year in that pond in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we got ducks, which is pretty rare for a neighborhood pond in that portion of the world.
Bring them on over.
You'd have to ask her. They're her ducks.
I went to pick up.
Don't go feed them ducks. She'll tell you exactly what you're feeding them wrong.
I went to Phillip's house one day, and when I was come back out.
Oh, Phillip got a bunch of mallards over there.
Yeah, but not only was there a bunch of mallards, it was whistling ducks.
Yeah.
There must have been 100 of them jokers there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just kept getting up, and I thought, looky here.
I have found a spot.
Yeah. I need to just put me a ground blind right on the edge of the pond and have some fun, boys.
Miss Paula hunt with you.
I'm telling you.
She sure will.
She got a ground blind.
Alicia may even get in on that.
There you go. Oh.
See through me.
Better invite Brittany or she's going to get her feelings hurt.
Well, right.
I don't think y'all worry about Allison.
I'll go ahead and pass for my wife.
She ain't interested.
Not interested.
I'm surprised.
Them whistling ducks, they want to be a crane and they want to be a wood duck.
No, because that's the thing that gets me. We never see them down there on Phil's property. I think we may have seen one or two.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100 on that pond over at Phil's house.
Well, why wouldn't they?
I mean, a bunch.
That's because there's corn in them there.
Well, hey, I'm telling you.
And then people's feeding them.
Yeah. Well, hey. They like it. I know that.
Well, yeah.
Every time I come out there, I give the mallards, I said, you're lucky you're in town.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of brutal.
Duck season's open.
Yeah, that's Wednesday when I show up and Jackie ain't here to build the coffee. I have to build it.
He has to build the coffee, boy.
Willie told me you and him played poker together the other day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And lucky Russell.
Oh, whoa. Time out. No, whoa. Let's take
Speaking
a break.
Of brutal.
Let's take a break. We're too close to it.
Too many officials over.
He's lucky.
Let's take a break and let's hear how lucky Willie is.
He had more fun, though, than that. And we
so what happens?
Well, he told me he's going back.
Oh, no, he is. He fixed me at his house. Well, he's got a sign at his house, or he used to at the old place.
The Jack Deuce.
Jack Deuce.
Yeah.
Okay, that's his favorite hand.
Yeah.
Well, here's a big pot, Guess what? Hey, comes out of flop, Jack something. Okay.
No.
No. Oh, that's right. It was Jack Deuce.
No.
Okay, so Phillip bets. Okay.
He ain't got nothing.
Somebody folds. No, somebody folds between Phillip and Willie. Willie said, I call. That's like $100, Nerd was over to Willie's left. I'm behind Nerd.
Nerd.
So Nerd raises.
Bad call, Phillip. Nerd.
No. Phillip calls. Okay.
What about you?
No, I folded.
Oh, you folded.
I wasn't in this one.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, when it gets down to it and they have to show the card, Nerd said, well, I thought Phillip had a jack, and that don't mean, but, and you didn't have nothing. He tell the Willie that. Willie said, yeah, but hey. You don't know. My favorite hand is Jack Deuce. Guess what I've got in my hand? Turns it over. And he won about $4,000 pots.
Ooh.
Game's a little rich for my blood.
At the end of the story, I run out of money, so I told Willie, I said, hey, loan me $500. Because he had won that $4,000 pot. So I said, he gives me $500. And he said, I won't pay. I said, hey, I just said, give me $500. I'm going to pay you back.
Friday.
Okay, it ain't given. It's a loan. But anyway, I'd run up and got up to $1,800, so I was doing good, and I needed $800 more to break even.
With the loan?
Huh?
With the loan?
With the loan.
Okay.
To be able to get pay him back and get my money back.
Gotcha.
So, I'm trying to hit a card and then win $800. Well, it didn't happen.
That's why you're doing a Super Bowl commercial.
No.
Yeah. I'm for it because I'm pretty sure this is the reason he does this podcast.
So I bought another $500, so I owe him $1,000, at the end of the night, But we all had a good time.
So you into him for a grand?
Oh, yeah, I'm into him for a grand.
Hey, between you and me, you've made him way more than that. No, I wouldn't pay him nothing.
Yeah.
If you have a gambling problem.
Si, the number I want you to call when you get back to your rotary phone is 1-877-770-STOP.
Don't tell him that. Tell him the last four.
Hold on. The every time I play, when I walk in, I said, hey, all of y'all are so sick, and I'm right there with you. I said, because I keep playing with you idiots.
It's toll-free and confidential.
Yeah.
You ain't even got to tell them it's Uncle Si.
Here's the thing. No, that they couldn't help us. The bunch I played with, that couldn't help us.
Oh, man.
We're too far gone. You're never going to change these idiots.
Man, I thought them fishermen was wild for putting all that money on that game last night. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, no, they was telling me.
I bet $10 on them to hit a goalpost, and I thought I was crazy.
Well, no, because what? They said the average ticket to go into the Super Bowl was $6,000. If that was the average,
it'd be more than that.
Well, no, I'm just saying. And then you say, what'd they have, about $100,000 there at least, I would say? For the Super Bowl, maybe more.
That means half of them were below $6,000. So if you got one for less than $6,000, you got a deal.
Yeah, but you didn't get one below $6,000. That was the average. That's the lowest price. $6,000 was the lowest price.
Oh, that's not the average.
Run it on up.
There you go. Johnny D. This number's got to exist.
Get us the exact amount.
The average ticket price for the Super Bowl was $8,837, the second most expensive ticket since they started tracking NFL prices, only behind the 2021 reduced capacity Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, because there was like, they only had like 20,000 people. I went to one of them games in New Orleans when there was only 7,000 people.
I bet that was wild, wasn't it?
You could just hear everything.
Yeah.
They're like, hey!
You heard what they say to each other on the field, finally?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys need to watch your language.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. I remember playing in them. I remember what you say. Yeah. Yeah. You'll flap them jaws when you got them pads on. As soon as you take them off, you be quiet.
How did we get the Super Bowl prices and you losing a bunch of money all of a sudden?
I'm not real sure. How do we get anywhere on this place?
How do we do anything?
Y'all got it on gambling.
Oh, yeah. I thought them fishermen were crazy for how much money they bet on the Super Bowl last night. But they still are. But, you know, whatever.
Gambling's weird. Don't do it.
It's a lot of insanity.
Unless you're willing to lose it. Whatever you put down, people.
Yeah, look, Si just got clipped for $3,000. He ain't even upset. That's the attitude you got to have if you're going to gamble.
Well,
right
look,
there.
Hey, there's a lot of things that, you know, that you can get into, you know. That's just one of my vices.
That's just
okay.
Is your other one unsweet tea?
I enjoy playing poker, so hey.
Hey, I get it. It ain't no different than people that waste money at a golf course or anything else. You enjoy it, you get the I spend way more than that fishing every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Praise God for people like
you. Well, that and hunting.
Hunting I get to do for a relatively low cost. But, fishing is not free. Yeah. No. Fishing is expensive.
Yeah. No, it's a great sport. Everybody should get into it. Thanks, Bass Pro, for the commercial. If you're in the area, we don't have one. Come see me at the Honey Hole.
That's it. He's got it all covered.
I was cool, though, that Bass Pro did a... Their commercial was cool.
First quarter, too.
First quarter of the Super Bowl.
Big time.
It was all about hunting and fishing. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I think it was more so about Johnny showing, here's what I got. But
kind of like Willie in poker games.
Yeah. There you go. But, no, it was – that was good. The Jesus commercials were good. The Will Ferrell. I did get tickled at the electric vehicle Will Ferrell one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I will say
overall they were somewhat lackluster in my
opinion. To go super political or anything here, but them electric vehicles in the mountains are dumb because you ain't gonna be like they were like, look at this cool Jeep, you can do anything you want in it.
Except go uphill.
Yeah, except charge that thing on the side of a mountain.
You can go downhill well though. Take your foot off brake.
I'm gonna keep my gas-powered truck that ain't going to drive itself.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm going to press a gas, I'm going to press a brake, and I'm going to steer it.
Godwin, how you feel about gas engines?
Oh, boy.
Well,
I'm just curious.
I'm wondering how they going to tote them boats around. Because I got to get my boat somewhere because I don't live on the lake.
That's right. It ain't got it in there.
Oh, they'll have battery powered boats before too long.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that one wasn't first. Like with the argument of polluting the water.
It would make more sense.
Yeah. I am stunned that outboard engines were not the first.
And that seems like that would be an easier thing to make.
My question is, you go on vacation, you got electric engine. When you got to stop to charge it up, how long is it going to take?
All day.
Longer than it takes to pump that sucker full of gasoline.
Full of dead dinosaurs.
I guess that'd be good for that town's economy, I guess.
Oh, you just wait.
As long as you can walk to wherever you got to go.
Everywhere there's 350 miles from somewhere else, they're about to be a booming economy in them places.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to do it to put them in planes.
What's planes?
Yeah. Nope.
Hard pass.
Oh, no, no, no.
Lightning strike, short everything out, you're done.
I seen something on TV about it. Yep. They want to do the electrical planes. And I said, well, my flying days are over when they get that.
Well, let's not touch this break. Let's go ahead and take it.
That's right.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Hello@duckcallroom.com is the email address. But first, I do have an Instagram message from Justus, J-U-S-T-U-S. I thought it was an interesting enough spelling, so it got me to open it. Huh. And anyway, Justus. Just us, yes, that's right. He's active duty Air Force and about to get deployed.
Oh,
wanted some prayers and well wishes for him and his wife while they're apart. She's in North Carolina because of some medical problems, and that's where all of her doctors are. So they've only been married since October of 2021. So still pretty, I would say, very new in the marriage game. So, ladies and gentlemen. If you feel led to, lift up Justus and his wife. He didn't put her name in your prayers. And Justus, thank you so much for your service, buddy.
Absolutely. For your heart.
Yeah, for your heart, for your service, for caring about your woman, for caring about your country. Because of people like you, we can sit here and mindlessly wander through topic after topic and laugh at each other and not really have many concerns in this world. So thank you so much, Justus, and all the other men and women and the families that serve out there. All right, Johnny D.
All right, first one. Pacey from Kansas, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
I do.
I said her.
Oh.
And Pacey from Kansas, I'm sorry, my man.
Well, I mean, it happens.
I've done. Well, he said, hey, bro. I'm a dude, and then he laughed.
I'm a dude.
Hey, Johnny D's been called a chick to his face at Sonic. It's cool.
Well, just through the intercom.
Yeah.
And they get real confused when I pull up.
It happens, though.
It happens. Anyway, I got the same email twice. One is from Eric from Charlotte, and the other is from Beth from West Monroe via Kanata.
Okay.
Who also is sitting in the room right now, but it's funny that more than one person sent this email. She said she wanted Si to see this. Because there was some noises in this roof, Si.
Oh, whoa.
And we're going to fast forward it a little bit.
I just wanted to.
And there it comes.
Oh, it's more than one.
It is a lot of snakes in a plane.
Where is that at?
I don't really know.
What state?
It doesn't say.
And
people heard noises while they were sleeping at night. And then they came and looked.
I'm going to have nightmares.
And then.
I don't think they're from around here.
Oh, no.
Oh, look. Now they're getting away.
Look at that thing. That's a dang big one.
I thought that was rattlesnake.
That's everything. Somebody been smuggling snakes. They ain't from around here.
Good grief.
Anyway.
Yeah, look at that man's britches. They ain't from around here.
Oh, look. They didn't like it either.
What the?
Anyway, Si Beth, what did you see those snakes sleeping in people's ceilings?
Oh, along with, what does that do for you?
It make them have nightmares about it.
Beth.
I'll tell y'all about it. One was in my air conditioning unit. And then after that, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and need to go use the restroom. And I said, nope, can't do it. He's down there waiting on me, laying. He's curled up right under my bed. He's going to pipe me when I stick my foot out.
And that's when you became a fan of Depends.
You know, and I said, you talking about pitiful.
It's the size good sleep at night depends on it.
Wow.
Anyway.
That would be.
I'd like to know what kind of snakes they were.
I know it.
Did. See, this is a false roof. You could do it above us, no problem. This is not solid.
I've heard things in these roofs. I thought they were like mice.
Yeah, they're things that snakes eat, which is also concerning.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that hey.
Yeah, I usually end up where the
things that are running up there bring snakes in.
But these got full of sugar, and they all on Godwin's plan now.
So whenever I worked here, I had to wear headphones when I worked so I wouldn't hear the mice.
Yeah, I wear a hat to keep the rat crap off my head.
Scurrying above your head.
Huh. No, I'm kidding.
But he's not. Anyway.
Snakes in the attic.
It's better than on the plane.
I know it.
Maybe.
They showed that too.
The plane. You can get out of the attic.
Yeah, you can get out of the attic. I can leave the house.
Burn that sucker down, too.
I was just fixing to say.
Yeah.
How quick would yours go up in flames?
You talking about gasoline coming in real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wow. I would actually officially take a puff off a cigarette one more time just to light his house on fire.
Okay, here we go.
He'd take a puff to light a cigarette and he'd go, boop. See you, boys.
Get you some of that. Burn it down.
Wow.
Hanging around.
That is crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight. Any Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
Steven from Idaho.
Steve.
But he's living in.
Ooh, there's a lot of critters in Idaho.
Well, he moved to Ucayapa, California.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think I'd have stayed in Idaho.
I'd stayed in Idaho. A lot of ducks in Idaho.
Unless it's North California. I've been there. There's a lot of critters in North California.
But you're still in California.
Well, I don't know where that's at, but I'm going to look it up.
It's over yonder. It's west of us.
What?
Oh, what's he asking?
Anyway, nothing about if he should move back. Okay, yeah. He
knows.
He's in the National Forest, San Bernardino. So he's up he's in the cool part with the critters, if you will.
The critters.
All right, here he said.
Lots of critters.
Advice. And we've been talking a lot about love on the podcast, so we're going to keep going. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one.
Easy.
I'm getting married this July to my beautiful fiance, and I'm super excited. She is super excited.
Good.
But I'm also nervous, if I'm being honest.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure Jesus is at the center of our relationship, but he's worried he might fail miserably, if he's just being honest. What's our best advice going in?
Well,
you should be nervous, by the way.
First off, that's a good thing.
If you're not nervous. Yeah.
That's a lifetime commitment you're making. So
that's right.
That's a good thing, to be nervous. And you know what? You're going to fail. How do you get back up? You're going to screw up. You're going to do things to make your woman mad. Get back up, son. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. Same thing I've always said, and I don't know if I've said it here or not. There's two things we all suck at, marriage and parenthood, because we ain't never been either. You just got to get in there and figure it out. So as long as you're willing to figure it out, then you're never going to fail at it.
Never. So. Communicate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
learn early in your relationships to say I'm sorry
and mean it.
I didn't mean it. I should have had better sense not to do it.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Yeah. And I will try to not make it happen again.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them in there. But you got to mean it when you say it too, because if you say it ain't gonna happen again, it happens again. Then they start thinking you're full of it.
But they said he wants to keep Jesus at the center of it.
That's
step
one.
Most important thing.
Well, that's
if
that's
you keep Jesus at
your
the
first
center
step,
of it.
Yeah, your first step is right.
Yeah.
If you put him at the top, okay.
It's hard to screw up, Ian. Then you just screw up on a personal level.
Yep.
Then you forget to make a bottle before you go out of town.
Yep.
Done. You know what I did this morning before I left? Made 12 of them.
Made 12 of them, boys.
Well, there's two of them.
Them kids hungry.
Two of them, and they hungry.
Yeah.
Them
animals are hungry.
But I've made the correction the other way. I'm going to make every one of them we got every time I leave this house.
It's better to overdo it than not do it at all.
Yeah. So you're going to screw up on that level. But as long as you keep the good Lord at the center of everything, it's hard to foul up too bad.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'd say that's great advice.
But be nervous.
Yeah.
Wait, you think you're nervous now, Hammer. Wait till that music starts playing and you turn your head.
And you say her.
And you realize, I can't go nowhere. I'm here.
Well, I mean, you could, but.
Yeah, but there's
nowadays everybody's got a camera phone and you're going to end up on the internet if you run. Just telling you how it is, man. And I'm going to laugh at it, and I'm going to watch it a couple times.
I remember thinking, because it seemed like a long gap, and I think it was about 2 seconds between the music and when I first saw her. I
said, no, it was at least 20 minutes.
I said, she ain't coming. I said, that's it. She bailed.
She bailed last second.
After you go back and watch it, and you're like, that wasn't like 3 seconds. But in the time, I was like, oh, she bailed. That's it. Here we go.
when the preacher said, you may kiss your bride.
There's some advice.
I pronounce you man of wife.
What do you do?
No, I was thinking to myself, did I just really do this?
You sure did.
And there's one
right there nagging. Paula. No, I'm kidding. Paula don't nag.
Is that Paula?
No, that's Paula.
That.
She ain't nagging. I can assure you that. That's Paula, good people.
She's like that song. Talking about, I need you now.
A little feisty, but
a little lippy, but she don't nag.
Here lies Miss Paula. She was a little lippy.
Little lippy.
Did she become more lippy when she became a mother?
No, she's always been lippy.
It just seems sometimes that the intensity's ramped up.
Yeah, intensity of kids.
Yeah.
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 They will drive you insane.
She's always been
They will drive
feisty.
You insane.
Yeah. That's what you love about her.
Especially when you and Mama are trying to have a good time and you hear them with a fork out there trying to unlock the door.
We'll see y'all next time.
All right, Bible verse of the day. Bible verse of the day. Hey, this is funny. He's all nervous about getting married, and the verse of the day just happens to be, if you Google verse of the day, this is what it was. Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Every day, wake up, my man, say, what can I do better to serve my wife?
There you go.
Absolutely.
Do that, and
you're going to be okay.
You're going to be all right.
All right. We'll see y'all next time here.
Have fun in
UPI.
Everything's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.